Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Well, in recent years, an invasive insect called the gypsy moth has killed countless trees in the Northeast and parts of the Midwest. From 2016 through 2018, it's estimated gypsy moths defoliated more than 2 million acres of trees in southern New England alone. Foresters have to clean up a lot of those dead trees. But as Connecticut Public Radio's Patrick Scahill reports, biologists say gypsy moth populations are finally declining.
I'm driving down a road in Connecticut's biggest state forest. In the driver's seat is Dan Evans.
I'm the forester for Patchogue State Forest. We're in Voluntown, Connecticut.
Our pickup truck makes its way down a trail that's been closed since 2017.
As we come up Fire Tower Road, you can really start to see the damage in some of the roadside oak trees here. And as we drive up the road, you'll certainly notice the fine limb material on the sides of the road falling out of the overhead trees here.
It's dead scarlet oak, killed by gypsy moths, an invasive insect which in high numbers can rapidly eat up leaves and kill off trees. Usually, rain activates a fungus that keeps gypsy moth populations in check. But when it doesn't rain, gypsy moths can flourish in trees and bring with them their own type of precipitation.
If we were standing in this forest in 2016 or even 2017, we'd be feeling a ghost rain on our face. That's what the foresters from the 1980s always referred to the gypsy moth evidence as, a ghost rain. You're feeling the leaf particles and the excrement from the insect coming down from the canopy.
Gypsy moth numbers spiked in southern New England in 2017, after nearly 2 years of drought paved the way for one of the worst outbreaks since the early 1980s. As we walk, the damage is all around us.
Almost all of the oak trees in this stand are dead.
Tawny Samisky, an entomologist with UMass Extension, says Massachusetts saw defoliation numbers peak near 1 million acres in 2017. But since then, she's seen a big improvement.
My hope is that in 2020, there will be very few folks, certainly in Massachusetts, with noticeable populations of gypsy moth. So my hope is that we're certainly at the tail end of this outbreak.
The reason? A lot of rain supercharged Entomophaga myiga, a fungus that's really good at killing off gypsy moth caterpillars. From 2017 to 2018, southern New England saw acres impacted by caterpillars drop dramatically, in some states by more than 80%. Back at Patchogue State Forest, forester Dan Evans says it's good that insect numbers are dropping, but work still remains.
This gypsy moth outbreak has really changed our work plan over these past 3 years, where we've been very much focused on public safety.
Evans says the risk of dead trees grows as time goes on. Bigger limbs will fall, and if trees aren't cut, roots could rot, potentially toppling the whole tree. But there's still a lot of life in the forest. Evans shuffles through the brush and shows me a seedling.
Our future forest getting started here. Some good, vigorous young oak seedlings started in full sun conditions. I'm pretty darn confident that someday some forester is going to be able to manage this as a dominant overstory white oak in this location.
About 85 years in the future. But for now, Evan's concerns are more immediate, making the forest safe and keeping his fingers crossed that rain continues to keep the gypsy moth in check. For Here and Now, I'm Patrick Scahill.